For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
How about our guy Nico yesterday?
Nico defensively was on fire.
Guys, I feel bad. I'm a White Sox fan. I bought a Nico Horner baseball jersey.
But Nico's your guy. Like, you guys talk and he's on the show.
Can I wear it, though?
That's on you.
Sure.
You're a Cubs fan? That tracks. Wrigleyville. South Side's where it's at. What's up?
I would say ask Tanny? Dr. White Sox about that.
It looked in my eyes, you liked it. Now I gotta turn my back.
Why did you buy the jersey?
I think there might be a change in my allegiance.
You were kind of a double kid, I bet, right? Huh? One kid with your old man, one kid with your mother. You're upper middle class during the weeks, then you're dropping your eyes and you're hanging in the big bad Southie projects on the weekends. I got that right?
Oh, okay. I thought that you were going to say because I really like Nico Horner and
it's
he's
both.
On our show.
It's both.
Which would have been a more acceptable answer.
Sorry.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
I mean, we could ask, like, Jenna. You know, she's also Miss White Sox. We could ask her about what she about this betrayal.
You better stay out of our business. You better stay out of White Sox business.
If you want to play both sides and be a double agent, fine. I just want to make sure you're not wearing a wire here today, you know? That's all.
It kind of feels that way since he opened up the microphone and he's like, hey, guys, what are you
doing? Can't wait to tell you about his dual allegiances,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just trying to do content.
So you hear about that guy in Westchester, Captain, doing his own radio broadcast for the last 3 years.
W-R-A-T.
Jesus Christ, another one now. No wonder the papers are coldest to you and a rat.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Spiegel and Holmes show. Boy, do we have a show planned for you today. The whole crew is here. Tanny with a brilliant open, kind of illustrating everything that went down yesterday. Shane gave me a really great tip for lunch. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, it is not the year of the rat. That was 2020, was the year of the rat. But now it is the week of the Bears draft. What was the tip that Shane gave you?
So I had said that I was looking to get fruit in the building. And, you know, he's like the fruit guy. He had the blueberries and all this stuff. I can't have the blueberries. So I was like, where should I go in the building? He's like, why don't you just go across the street to Bockwinkel's?
It's a lovely little boutique grocer across the way.
And I went and got some pineapple and a bottle of water. And then I came back bragging to you about the other thing that I had found at Bockwinkel's.
You got a bagel and cream cheese for under $2.
Yeah. I didn't, but I can.
Oh, you
I didn't get it, but I now have it in the back of my mind.
Got you.
Shane, they've got 99-cent bagels and then 75-cent little cream cheese guy. $2 for a bagel and cream cheese.
So the little cream cheese guy, is he nice? Does he smile? Is he social?
He seemed to be smiling at me for 75 cents.
Little cream cheese guy.
To just walk for the spring and summer, that's going to be ideal.
Yeah, there you go. You're locked and loaded.
Because other places in the building, I'm not going to mention any names. Mm-hmm.
Rhymes with Starbucks?
Well, no, not necessarily, but yes.
Okay.
It's going to cost you more than that.
Of course it will. So good. Go across the street and support them. I look forward to you occasionally bringing that back for the entire crew.
I don't know if they have the, what do I like? The vanilla?
Oh, the honey vanilla cream cheese.
God.
Yeah, I got you with that, man.
Is that Tilly's?
Yeah, it was at Tilly's over there in the South Loop.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
That is some outstanding stuff that's going on there. Here's what we have planned for you today. A lot of football on today's show, including coming up momentarily. Dan Weeder is going to join us at 3:25. We are also going to talk with Jason Leisure at 5:25 as we are 2 days away from the NFL draft. But we wanted to start with the man himself, the man who is going to be doing the drafting for your Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles, and the things he had to say today.
Ryan Poles has been active. He has traded up. He has traded down. He has accumulated picks. He has been on the phone trying to make calls. It traded back into the fifth. He's traded all over the place a few different times. So I guess it shouldn't be a surprise because that even though a bunch of experts are saying Bears should just hang right there at 10 and they'll get a great pick and that will be fine. He actually thinks it's going to be a little bit more interesting than that, as does his acolyte, Ian Cunningham.
With the draft, I'm going to give the opportunity for Ian to come up and talk about our preparation. Feel really confident where we're at. I think this one's going to be a little wild, but we're going to be prepared for all the different scenarios that pop up. The time working with Ben throughout this has been great. Some really good communication, some great discussions as we set the board and get prepared for the draft in a couple of days. I'll open it up.
What makes you say that?
What part?
You think this draft in particular is going to be wild? What specifically are you thinking of when you say that?
Yeah, I think it's deeper in certain areas than others. Usually the cutoff is a little bit quicker. I think once you kind of get into 2-3, and this one's going to be a little bit different. So I think there's going to be a lot more movement than there has been in the past.
Do you think it could get wild? First round pick hasn't been traded yet. Do you guys have a real sense that things are going to start popping?
It could get wild, Brad. It could get wild. Sit back and watch. We have no feel right now. We'll see.
So look.
Ian Cunningham telling Brad Biggs to his face, it's going to get wild,
Brad. It's going to get wild, Brad.
Sit back and watch.
So I have to give
Ian
this.
That was my Ian Cunningham. It was my first maiden voyage.
It was
voyage.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
It's going to go down from here, but.
Yeah, the second we ask him to do it again on the spot, it'll be horrendous.
It's going to get wild, guys.
I usually say this. It's too bad. Try it one more time.
It's going to get wild, Brad. It is.
Just now I don't know who you're doing.
Me neither. Anyway, any hoodles.
Usually I say to people once we get to the combine that we are now in lying season. And that's where we're at right now. We're right here in lying season. But what I think is interesting is that ordinarily you don't hear GMs talk about that. And usually say, man, this is a really interesting draft. You don't usually hear them go, oh, this could be wild on Thursday. And I think that they're right. I do think that there could be movement in the first round. I do think that there are people that are like, I know they don't like that quarterback, but we do.
Yeah, like there's a few blue chippers. Like there's 1, 2, 3, and maybe 4. And then there's like a big pile of people.
A pile of good,
and then a pile of decent after that. So it's going to be like, when a GM has fallen in love with somebody and he's like, I got to go up there. And other GMs are lying to them saying, oh, we like them too. Oh, we've heard that other people like them too. And it's like, it's going to create some panic. So that's what they mean is going to be like some crazy, weird, aggressive trades. They're going to be like, man, I had that dude 25 and he went 12. Stuff like that. Like, this is going to be a fun one to be locked in on Thursday night.
It's why the position that the Bears find themselves in Spiegs is really unique, where it's like, isn't it great to not need the quarterback? Isn't it great to not be in the desperate space of, well, everyone's saying that this guy's pretty good, and we don't know if we'll get an opportunity to get one of the guys that's really good next year. Might as well roll the dice and see it come up Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, I mean, they've got an opportunity. You're all about Tyler Shuck. He's on your brain. The latest 28-year-old quarterback to become a rookie in the NFL.
It's just weird. It's just all. And look, he balled. Like, I went back and watched his tape. I saw the game
right,
that he played
on.
Against.
Hold on. Guys, Lawrence went back and watched Tyler Shuck's tape.
Uh-huh. Look, when you're the son of J.B. Shuck, White Sox legend, you're going to go back
it's
and watch
not.
The tape.
I know he's got – I looked at his skill set. You know, they always list other skill sets outside of football. He's good at peeling corn. I had no idea, but you, that's just something
he's good at. I mean, with a name like
at.
That.
That's what I'm saying. But no, don't you think Lawrence sometimes needs an intervention for his love of sports, his adoration of sports?
What?
He's watching Tyler Shuck tape. We have a quarterback.
Don't we do
Dude's 28.
Sports show?
Yeah, but – I don't know, man. Sometimes, like, you were watching you were all in on the Arsenal and the Manchester United game the other day.
It was Arsenal Real Madrid.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And Saka missed that penalty kick, yeah. And I was worried about what it would do to the aggregate, but they won. They blew them out.
I know, and it's like, your brain space for sports. I love sports, too. I do. But, man, you are remarkable and insatiable, and I worry about you.
So I went back and looked, because I remembered that the Miami game was – I was actually in Louisville when Louisville played Miami. Uh-huh. So I was watching that game, and Tyler Shuck
– We're still on Tyler Shuck. Yeah,
31 of 51, 342 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
What were you doing
in
down
in
Louisville? Some sportsy, I bet?
Actually, no. This was it. Was actually
going to get yourself a new baseball bat.
I did go. I did.
So there you have it.
I did go to the Slugger Factory.
Did you go on a Cassius Clay tour of some kind?
No, I've been to the Muhammad Ali Museum, and I highly recommend it because it's right across the street.
Yeah, that's what I'm
from
saying.
The Slugger Factory.
Do they have a dungeon there?
Maybe.
Now we're getting into all of the interests coming together.
No,
that's right. Is there a comic book store nearby?
No, but
there might be.
I'm sure there are. But I went there, and then I had an idea for, like, a mini-series. Because I went on a tour, like a bourbon tour. Mm. And I was like, ooh, you know what would be a really good idea? Is that someone should write a story about Prohibition in Kentucky. Because the way that Prohibition went in Kentucky was really interesting. Where you had clearly the biggest group of alcohol makers in the country right there in Kentucky, yet they voted for Prohibition. Mm. And then you start talking about the bootleggers.
Yeah, because they must have, it's not like they stopped making it.
I think that there is the opportunity for a 130-year anthology show from the election of 1800 until Prohibition ends that you could do specifically on Kentucky and Kentucky bourbon. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Kentucky bourbon is repetitive. Bourbon is only in Kentucky.
Is that true? That's interesting.
You can only get bourbon in Kentucky.
See? This is what happens. This is why I should never besmirch the name of Tyler Shuck, because it can lead to conversation and learning like this.
My brain goes into a lot of places.
I know it does.
And sometimes, like, you get a weird recall. And so, as I'm watching Shuck, like, go up the draft board, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember watching that crazy game. And then it's like, let me go through the tape. He's 25 years old, though.
Oh, he's only 25.
Well, Still.
Well, here's the thing about the Bears.
But he's 6'5".
Of all the positions that they need, like, none of them is so severely pressing that they have to reach. And that's exciting.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's really fun. So if you're telling me that a tight end they love, or a defensive tackle they love, or a defensive end they love, or a left tackle that they love, or maybe even a running back that they love. Although I'm less into that than a lot of other people.
A lot of people want that for the Bears.
I know. I'm not.
I mean, he might be gone, though. We'll see.
He might be gone. But anyway, it's like all those positions. If they just find somebody that they're totally into, then go ahead and get that man.
Why don't we talk about last year's draft? And people were very excited about the first two picks of the Bears made last year. Let's discuss one of them talking about the other next on The Score.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
The fact that I've gone through a year, the fact, you know, that I had ups and downs and, you know, we stayed strong and I stayed strong. And I think that's the difference to it so far for me and the feeling for me. And then obviously, you know, what Ben has been able to do, bring some excitement for me. So, you know, those have been the two main things of, you know, I've had a year under my belt now, of ups and downs and good and bad and things like that. And then, you know, the excitement of Ben being here and his creativity and all these different things.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
That is Brian Piccolo Award winner, Rome. I'm sorry, that's Caleb. We're getting ready to hear from Brian Piccolo Award winner, Rome Odunze.
That was future Brian Piccolo Award winner.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams.
As a veteran, he can win the award. Yeah. I love Brian Piccolo.
More on Brian Piccolo later on today.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. In a poetry sense.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Someone I was not expecting to have a poem ready. There are people that up at Hallis Hall that I'm always expecting to have a poem or a song.
Sure. This was not one of them.
This was not one of the people that's on my list.
And our guy, Red Flags, who always shows up this time of year. Red Flags is very active. Just a great presence during draft week. Always.
Very important. He's from the South.
Yeah.
You know, he's got red hair.
Woo!
He's a good man. Yeah.
Well, he's a little scary to see. Red Flags making an appearance in regard to the poetry. But people remember... Obviously, it was a year ago this week when the draft happened and the Caleb Williams Rome Odunze connection was so obvious and so exciting. Remember this moment when Rome is doing his Zoom with the Chicago media and the video is good, but the audio does do it some justice where Caleb kind of breaks into the room to celebrate with the friend he had already made leading up to the draft that they were going to be teammates in Chicago.
Rome Odunze! Let's do it.
So cool, man. Like, excited kids getting a chance to play together. And then they didn't hook up quite as much as you might have expected, at least for me. Yeah, not quite as much as I would have hoped.
I kind of figured that it might go that way. I think that it'll be a much easier relationship to forge this year because... Now he's technically not a veteran yet. Usually they don't say that until you play your 20th game. But now that he's been there a year and there is no more Keenan Allen.
He's not sitting behind a vet and what DJ Moore called a vet.
Right, a vet. Yeah. But we do know that, and we spent a lot of time on this last week, Caleb talked to Esquire. It's a really great piece that everyone should read. Rome talked about being able to relate to some of the things that Caleb said.
Caleb gave a magazine interview last week where he talked about the frustration the locker room felt with the coaching staff after the Washington game. Do you feel that? And what is this new feeling like with new coaches and the energy?
Definitely. I definitely can resonate with some of the feelings that we was having. And I've never lost like that before either. You know, it's never a feeling that I'm going to get used to or never feeling I'm going to be comfortable with. And I think, you know, he experienced that same sort of feeling, but it's it's something that you go through. It's adversity that you have to overcome, and I think that's exactly what we're looking to do. You know, a season that didn't go our way, but that's why we come here. We work. We put in the work. We put in all the hours. We get a few different changes here and there, add some new pieces, and go at it again. So I think the excitement for this upcoming season is completely overshadowing anything that happened last year.
I think that's a good positive way to look at it, where you take the lessons that you've learned from the hardship of last season, and then you say, okay, this is what I need to get better. We have a new coach. We seem to have a new outlook on how things are going to go. Let me put that away, and let's focus on what happens going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard thing to do. But I think it's a great approach by Rome to look at it that way. Is this, here's a real opportunity for us and for me to shine.
Yeah, you know, I've been, along with a lot of Bears fans, I think I've been like wanting to get confirmation from the inside on just how ugly it all was and just how bad it felt, how rough it was. And then you want to hear that they're learning from it and that they're moving on. And you want to hear that the new regime is not doing things in the way that the old one was. And I think a lot of those boxes have been checked at this point. And I remain confident in the football character and what we know of the personal character of that guy, Rome Odunze, man. That guy's got a very bright future ahead of him, and
there's a lot of winner.
Oh,
in him.
Oh hell yeah!
Like, his approach screams winner.
Yeah, the stability of him as a dude and as
not
as
being
a
overwhelmed last year by what seemed like overwhelming circumstances that they found themselves in.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys who seemed to have a really good sense with Caleb of when it was time to ad lib. That was like when Caleb was going to ad-lib, okay, now I'll ad-lib with him. Now I'll go deep, or now I'll make the move or whatever.
Well, they're going to have to continue that. Like, that's going to be something that you hope continues to grow, and that a couple years from now, we're talking about both of those dudes getting paid.
My guy, Rome.
Yeah, your guy, Rome. When we come back, there was a front office survey that Spiegs alerted me to, and I thought I thought that I got a bad copy of the survey. Because I was like, hey, So we're going to work through why I felt like I got a bad copy of the survey and maybe figure out why the team I was looking for wasn't there. That's next here on The Score.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.